Resurrection Sunday. This coming Sunday is. This coming Sunday is. Are you excited about Resurrection Sunday? Come on, we celebrate the resurrection of our Lord. Glory. And it's going to be a glorious time. And Pastor Lucia has been working graciously, laboriously with the drama team of TFT. And they're going to be doing a skit concerning resurrection. That's going to be awesome. Amen. Every year it is. It gets better and better. It gets good and gooder. And so we expect it to be even better this time. Praise God. Make sure you invite friends and families, loved ones, enemies, and, you know, bring them all. Praise God. Bring in the sick. Bring in the blind. Bring in the lame. Bring them in. Praise God. Drag them in. Tell them there's a dinner afterwards. And then take them and feed them somewhere. But this coming Sunday, Resurrection Sunday, so we want to have an explosive time. We also have Resurrection Seed. Now, some of you have been giving your seed already, and then some of you, you know, whether you plan on doing it or not, we're going to be bringing it in this Sunday. Nobody going to bondage. Nobody go to Egypt on this. This is not about you going to Egypt. This, and when I say Egypt, that means going into the house of bondage. This is liberty, and this is freedom. This is taking an opportunity to honor God. He honored us when he gave his only begotten son. And when he gave his only begotten son, he just didn't give some of anybody. He gave the very best. He gave Jesus to us to die for our sins. And he rose on the third day to justify each and every one of us in the eyesight of God. And so God gave us his best. And in this season, we want to present our best unto him. Now, Resurrection Seed, we participate in it. It's something that the Lord birthed into my pastor, Pastor Rod Parsley, 30-something years ago. I forget exactly how many years. But what was happening was he was in his apartment, and he had went before God. He had always been faithful in honoring God with the tithes and the offerings and all. And this one particular year, he needed God to do a miracle, but he was telling the Father, Lord, this is not working. And that was between him and God. He said, this is not working. I'm tithing. I'm doing all of these things, but it's not working. And so as he sat in his chair and was reading the scriptures, the Spirit of God began to speak to him and spoke those words. Every year you celebrate what I did for my son, or in giving you my son. Every year you do that, you celebrate resurrection. This time what I want you to do is I want you to bring your best. You celebrate my breath, celebrate, I can talk, celebrate my best giving to you. Now I want you to bring your best to me. And he told him, take a specific offering above his tithes and offerings and bring it before the Lord that day. He not only took it personally, but he shared it corporately with the congregation, and everybody got into it. They were believing God for, I forget how much it was, like $120,000 or something like that, and so to finish some work that needed to be done, and he boldaciously proclaimed that God was going to give them that financial miracle. This was 30-something years ago when it wasn't heard of to have that kind of an offering in one single service. But God had bore witness in his heart that this is what he was going to do. And so on that Sunday, all of the media, the camera people, the newspapers, they came to that service because they wanted to see God fail. And so they also wanted to see this pastor make a fool of himself. But what happened was God not only gave him the 120, but I believe it was 144,000 or something like that that they got in that single offering. And as a matter of fact, the media was trying to take off before all of the money was counted. He was so bold, he said, go count the money. And the media is getting ready to take off. And he says, where y'all going? Because they felt like, you know, it wasn't going to happen. And he says, no, y'all stay here. And he had them stay there, and they counted the money, came back out and said it was like $144,000, something like that. And so from that time, God has continued to bless them during this season. So one year, this was back in, I think, 2006 or so, he shared it with many of us who were part of the alliance and said anybody that wanted to partake to sow this special seed. And since that time, we've been sowing a significant seed, not only into that ministry, but even here at TFT as well. And so we've seen God move, and you've heard some of the testimonies of how God has moved. And you believe him. Every seed that you've sown, it still has the power to resurrect itself, the power to work, the power to perform, the power to do what the word says is wrapped up in the seed. All it needs is fertile ground to be planted in, and then it will and spring forth, if you will. But it's not going to return void. It's going to accomplish what God has set it out to accomplish. So during this time and season, we take our best, whatever that best may be. For them, it was 1 week's salary, 1 month's salary, whatever the people felt led to do. For us, it's whatever you feel God leading you to do above your tithes and offerings. If you feel like God only wants to give you a dollar above it, then by all means do that. You feel like God wants you to give $1,000, then you do that. Whatever you feel, if you feel like God wants you to give 1 week's salary or a month's salary, whatever it is, we're not putting any restrictions, limitations, or a certain number or figure. But you seek the Lord and see what he would have you do. And if he says don't do anything, be at peace with that. But if he says step out in faith and do this, and then let him know, okay, now, Lord, I'm going to do this, but this is what I'm believing you for. That year that this was birthed, that pastor sat in a chair, and he said that things weren't working for him. And so you gave him that, and he did that. And things have been working for him ever since. So now, Father, I need you to work on something. It might be a lost family member. It might be a lost son, lost daughter. It might be a lost parent, if you will. We got a lot of lost people out there, a lot of lost relatives out there, whoever it may be. It might be a sickness in the body that you just believe in God to deliver you completely from. Whatever it may be, put a name on that seed that you're sowing. It's a special moment between you and God. Now, scripturally, what the Lord has said is that there were three main feasts, not trying to put you under the old covenant, not trying to put you in bondage. This is between you and the Lord. If you feel the Lord impressing you to engage and get involved in, then by all means, step out in faith and do so. You feel God saying, no, don't participate in it, then don't, but don't get upset with the people that participate. And then don't frown when you see the manifestation of what they've been believing God for. Amen? So, he says, three times a year, all the men shall come before me, and they shall not come empty-handed. Those three main feasts were the Feast of Passover, or Feast of Unleavened Bread, which is the one that we're celebrating now. It's commemorated in Christ's death, burial, and resurrection, his crucifixion on the cross that commemorated Passover. Jesus is our Passover lamb. He's also the first fruit, the firstborn from the dead to die no more, if you will. And so we celebrate that. He said the Feast of Passover or Feast of Unleavened Bread, that's one time. The next time is Pentecost. At the Feast of Pentecost, you shall not come before me empty-handed. That's 50 days beyond first fruits, if you will, 50 days beyond this resurrection season. And we celebrate Pentecost or Feast of Weeks, if you will. And then the last one, the third one, now there's more than just three main feasts. There's more than three feasts, I should say, but there's three main ones that God says bring an offering. And the last one is the Feast of Tabernacles. That one hasn't been commemorated. Pentecost was commemorated in that on the day of Pentecost, you know what happened, Acts chapter 2, verse 4. What happened? Suddenly, praise God. What happened? Suddenly, praise God, there was a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, filled all the house. And then all of a sudden, there were tongues of fire that appeared upon everyone that was in that room. There was about 120 in that room. And all of a sudden, they began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit of God gave the utterance. Isn't it awesome that the Holy Ghost is still doing the same thing today? Because every time one of the believers get baptized in the Holy Ghost with biblical evidence of speaking in other tongues as the Spirit of God gives the utterance, it validates what took place on the day of Pentecost, if you will. And I understand not trying to put nobody on blast, but Sister Fildrea, sorry, I forgot your name. Sister Fildrea got baptized with the Holy Ghost with biblical evidence of speaking in other tongues this past Monday. At LTJ, LTJ, LTJ. So y'all having a blast at LTJ, and we rejoice with you in Jesus' mighty name. And so she got baptized with the Holy Ghost with biblical evidence of speaking in another tongue. God still does it. It's amazing. It's wonderful to see people get baptized, especially when you don't have to touch them. And even if you have to lay hands and touch him, or even if you have to minister, and it all of a sudden it manifests, it's still glorious. But there's just sometimes where you just see the wonderful work of God come upon an individual. And next thing you know, they're just... And the joy of the Lord is over them. And I'm telling you, it's a wonderful thing to behold. But that still happens today. Praise God. So that lets us know God's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hallelujah. And so it was Pentecost. It was commemorated. What was commemorated? The Feast of Pentecost itself. So that was the second one. And the last one was the Feast of Tabernacles, which is yet to be commemorated. But that's when the Lord is going to come during that thousand-year millennial reign here on earth. And the people and the nations will gather all together. Zechariah prophesied concerning it. He prophesied concerning the Feast of Tabernacles where we will all gather, guess where? In Jerusalem. Hallelujah. And everybody that don't come is going to get in trouble with God. But everybody that comes is going to experience the blessing of God, because it's all about the gathering, if you will. And so that one is yet to be commemorated, but nevertheless, we still honor it, because these are not, you know, we have birthdays. Amen. And I'm going to stop in just a second because it's bedtime for Bonzo. We celebrate birthdays, and there's nothing wrong with that. We celebrate our new birth in Christ Jesus, if you will. We celebrate different, you know, things that they can be personal, or it could be for somebody else, or it could be a national holiday. It could be like Christmas. It could be like people call it Easter. We call it Resurrection Sunday, not cursing or, you know, saying anything negative about it. But, you know, we have these different holidays that we celebrate. We call them holidays. But God has holy days, and that's what these feasts commemorate, or these feasts represent God's feasts. These are not, we come together and we're supposed to feast, but it's the Lord's feast. It's what he called. It's like, say, for instance, Minister Aquino was having something over his house, and he invited, like this Friday, he's inviting all of 10 times better and 10 times better's friends and 10 times better's neighbors and 10 times better's cousins and 10 times better's aunts and uncles and anybody else 10 times better can come and fill his house. He'd be happy. Amen. So it's a gathering at Minister Aquino's house, and so Brother Kwame, he's having a rap session, and he's inviting everybody to come over, and so he's inviting them from all over, all the churches, and it's something that he's doing. And so Pastor Lucia, she has something, and she's inviting everybody to come, and everybody come over to what Pastor Lucia is doing. Amen? You got it? And so God is having something. He's expecting everybody to come on over and celebrate what he's doing, because it's his day. It's his day. And so Easter, Resurrection Sunday, Feast of Passover, a Feast of Unleavened Bread, all the same, synonymous, if you will, it's one of Dad's holy days. And he took that day to honor his son. Jesus said, Father, glorify your son, that your son will glorify thee. And God spoke, I have glorified you. And he glorified him on that cross. When he raised him from the dead, praise God, all hell broke loose, literally. They're like, wait a minute. Wasn't he dead? Yeah. Day one, day two, but day three, the chains of death were broken. Death couldn't hold him. The grave couldn't stop him. He came out of there. Dad glorified him. And then Jesus went through the town and made a public spectacle of all the demon powers that exist. That's what the Bible teaches us. He made a fool of the devil. It was like in the old days, I guess what they would do is to the victor belongs the spoils, if you will. But they would parade the ones that were conquered through town, so all of the people would see, and they would be making a fool of them. They would have them chained, and they parade them around town so everybody could see. But that's what Jesus did to demon powers, and he still does it today. He makes a fool of the devil. I'm going to say it again. Jesus makes a fool of the devil. He breaks the power of the devil. He does it even today. He made a public spectacle of them by triumphing over them in the cross. So Dad was honored. So this is Dad's holy day. It's not about the Easter eggs or the Easter bunny. We're not condemning or bad-mouthing. It's not about the pancakes and things like that. People do that, and that's fine. We'll have candy for the kids. And anybody that brought any candies, any goods for the kids, thank you from the depths of our heart for blessing our children. Amen? And so we do that, but it's, remember, it's Dad's holy day. Yeah, it's Dad's holy day. And so we gather together. We come together to celebrate that. And he says, don't come before me empty-handed. That's funny, but it's true and it's good. What's funny? Dad says, bring a gift. You don't go to somebody's birthday party without a gift. I just come to eat. Y'all got some food? Dad says, bring a gift. Bring some honor. And this is what we're going to do. We're going to bring something that honors Dad, that honors Jesus on that day. Amen? That's good. I didn't plan that, but it's here. Stand to your feet, because I just saw Brother Kwame Young. I can get away with saying that. I'm blasting him. I love him. So praise God. What are you going to do? I love him. Praise God. Oh, it's okay. Father, we thank you. Thank you for everything that you've done. Thank you for what you revealed. And I pray that Holy Ghost, you will register what was said upon the tablets of the hearts of your people. We'll give you scriptures you could study up on it. We'll be mindful to put it in the post that you can look them up and you can see and you can understand why those days are still important, because they were never meant to be erased. They were to be done perpetual, because they make a statement. It's part of Dad's calendar. Sorry. Father, thank you. Watch over your sons and daughters. See them safely to their destination. Let no evil befall them, no plague come near them, no hurt, harm, or danger come their way. But guide them safely, I pray. And Lord our God, bless you and keep you. Make his face shine upon you. Be gracious unto you. Lift up his countenance on you and give you his peace. The name of the Lord be over you and your household, that he may bless you, that you may enjoy the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living, and above all else, you may prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers, that the gates of hell will not prevail against you, but you will conquer the gates of hell. In Jesus' name. Everybody who agrees said amen. Be blessed. We love you very much. We'll see you Super Sunday. Don't forget.